It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Well, here we are again. Heartline, by God's grace, we have the opportunity to do this radio program. And Ken, as always, we so much appreciate what you do for us with the introductions and the closing comments and putting music under it and making things happen so it's radio ready, because it's pretty dry where we are at the moment. I'm with Jerry Brenneman in her office, and we're looking forward to this next adventure we call Heartline. And Jerry, it's you and me, and you have a letter written by one of the ladies here, and it's a great story. So that's what we want to start with on today's Heartline.
Okay, my letter needs a little background, because as we record this show today, we're in March. But this letter is referring to something we started in February around Valentine's Day when we did Heart Sisters. And that's a time where we draw names and we have secret pals and we do little gift, very minor things, but have a week of really treating the women in special ways. So one of the things we started doing a couple years ago was getting giant size puzzle pieces and putting them on the bulletin board right outside my office. We have a theme out there. I can't remember the exact verse, but it's Daniel being after God's own heart. Mm. We thought that was good for Valentine's Day. And then we have every woman and staff who is coming into the home would get a giant puzzle piece, and our picture would be in the middle of it, and then we would decorate the puzzle piece, and then it goes in the heart. And we've got both hearts filled up, except we're missing one piece, which means we're not taking those down until that last woman comes in the crisis home to finish that heart. Mm. And I was laughing the other day thinking, we've had some real tough situations come into the crisis home in the last month, women with some real tough stuff. Mm. And so they come in, they get their picture taken, and an hour later or so, we're saying, oh, would you like to color?
Would you like to color a heart piece?
And no one has refused. One woman sat at the table out there for at least an hour coloring and adding glitter and adding little squishy things. But she discovered that we were real serious about our no-smoking policy, and she left. Mm. So she came in long enough to color and get her picture on the board. But you know what, Jim? Even that is okay, because people remember her. Right. Oh, yeah, she's the one that came in and left. Oh, I wonder how she's doing. I wish she would have stayed. Those kind of conversations are really good for our women to have among themselves, because that helps them be more grounded. They might pray for her. And so it's nothing out there is wasted.
Mm. And who knows what kind of memories she may have, the impression she have at this place that may be important that she come back sometime.
Exactly. And that's why we hope that that was, while she sat there, that was a very good experience.
Yeah.
But I called Janelle this morning before you and I recorded and said, hey, I want to find out what one of those women might feel, because we haven't asked them. Mm. They say they'll do it, but do they feel kind of... is this kind of a weird place that I'm coming in here and they're asking me to color? I said, can you have somebody write down what they feel? Mm. And so that's what I have here. And I thought, this, I love it, Jim, when women can express things in such a wonderful way that we know what they're talking about, but we never would have put it together that way. You know, sometimes it's like when a kid doesn't have the right words for things. I'll never forget when my niece called a rodeo a cow recital.
Cow recital. How beautiful
is that?
That is
something an adult could not have thought of, but it's so perfect. It kind of gets us away from this letter, the seriousness of it, but the idea that words can be, we can take so much for granted. And this person in this letter said some beautiful things. It's very short, so I just want to read it. She says, my name is Veronica. The day I entered the pink door, I felt a weight lifted off my shoulders, most of all when I got to color and be included in the heart. I felt something I hadn't felt in so many years. I was loved by so many, and that I was finally part of a family. I will never forget those feelings I felt that day.
Mm.
In one day. Now, who knows what else will happen while she's here, But in one day, look at that, the weight lifted off of her shoulders, being included in the heart. Mm-hmm. That's a powerful statement, mm-hmm. to be included mm-hmm. in the home, to be accepted by so many, to be part of a family. All of that before she even...
Has had a meal. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's the kind of reception we want every woman here to have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe after we take the hearts down, then we have to have another puzzle and just keep coloring.
Yeah, there may be some thoughts to that. Yeah.
Huh? And I think also seeing her picture up there then with other women, with staff members... with many wonderful references to Jesus and Scripture, some of it just fun, crazy stuff. I think that's a real visual for what we're trying to do.
Hmm.
I think at Christmas we had, or at some point we had stars out there. The stars never seem to quite convey the sort of thing the heart does.
Hmm. Wow. How interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, bless her heart. I mean, that's great feedback.
Yes.
That is such great feedback. And commendations to whoever came up with the idea. I mean, it's working. It's making a change. Patty Jennings, bless her heart. Well, bless Patty for a lot of things, but this too. Jerry, we spent some time on the radio and on the website and letters going out about some financial issues that were very real. Let's have an update. Where are we?
We are much, much better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, people. Thank you, friends. In February, we recouped almost everything that we were down in 2013. We got nearly $125,000 above normal giving for February. That pretty much matches what we didn't get the previous year. So we will be able to have a little extra money going forward. And my hope and prayer is that some of our long-time and monthly regular givers increase their giving. Mm-hmm. And that was one of our pleas also, that some we had lost some people, so that if there were people that could kind of absorb that, there were some very generous people who wrote very generous checks. Mm-hmm. And then there were many, many people who said, I really want to help. A wonderful response. And I received wonderful, encouraging letters. Mm. So that's always, to me, that's...
Yeah. So I guess our message is thank you. Thank you so much. If you were part of that, thank you very much. And we also want to say thank you for your continued prayers and as well as financial support. We love having you out there. Knowing, you know, we talked about it earlier, Jerry. You and I both go to church, and we hear about people saying, hey, I heard you on the radio yesterday, Sarah or whoever. That was a great program.
And that's a wonderful way to learn about us. And, and we can access the radio shows, by the way, by going to the website, and there's a button and a link that'll say media, and you'll find the radio thing. I think that's a very important. And one thing I love about it, Jim, is it's raw. It's us. We're not faking it. We've had enough shows where people know we're not faking it. We're not scripting it. And I think it's important that people know what they are contributing to. And the radio show is one way to really hear it.
Well, and your comments just now about how much money came in and where we are, like how many ministries or organizations of any kind are that open that they'll just share the particulars? Usually there's an air of mystery out there because we don't want people to think we've topped out or don't need help anymore. But the transparency of everything that goes on here, including the finances, I think is kind of different from most.
That's kind of sad to me. You know, I don't see why we need to make it a mystery. I do on one hand because you don't want people to stop giving, so you don't want them to. But our people know that. Our people know that without them, it's like if I decided to stop working just because I paid the bills this month. It doesn't work like that. And they know that. But I understand that mystery that goes. It's sort of like, you know, you're not supposed to ask a woman her age or her weight, or you're not supposed to ask a nonprofit their money, I guess.
Yeah.
I think the greatest thing in the world is to be that honest, not only because I believe God wants us to be, but because it's way easier for me. I always remember the truth. I don't always remember the deception or the lies. It's like, what did I say that time?
No, that's so. Anyway, it's wonderfully refreshing, the transparency that we have here at Evangel Home. You know, we're a quarter of the way through the year. What do you see down the road the next few months? Anything exciting, different, challenges, hopes? What do you see looking ahead?
I'm going to back up a little bit before we go ahead and talk about a staff meeting we had last week.
Oh.
Because I think that how much time do I have? 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
From that staff meeting, it was a time that we went to my church, First Presbyterian, so we could get away for like 5 hours, have a devotion, and review the goals that we had set for 2013. Look at those, see what we wanted to add or subtract or what we've done before we make new ones. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was we can get too casual. And whether we dress too casual or we don't always come to work on time or we're too casual with the women, we just need to be careful because it is a family. And yes, we're professionals, but sometimes there's that just, you know, we've been at it for a while. You can just take things for granted, and we don't want to do that. Mm. Well, what happened was while we were waiting for all the staff to get there, every too casual of example I thought of began to happen. So we did not start out well, and we ended up with what I call an awesomely bad staff meeting. And I realized it ended up really, really well because God met each one of us. And I thought, when you are with any group and you ask for the Spirit of the Lord to be there to guide you and to give you wisdom, and then you humbly are on your knees, it doesn't matter what's come into that meeting. Every one of us knew that he was guiding it. So we'll continue with the future after I go through those goals and see. I want to see what all the staff wrote.
Yes, that's a great reminder to, and we all need sometimes some prodding to refocus and not let things slip. Tardiness, like you say, attire. A loss of focus in a relationship. What's the purpose here? Where are we going? Anyway, that's good. Now, awesomely bad staff meeting turned out to be a delight. Ken, it's your turn. My listening friend, thank you for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.